My name is Gabrielle Meraki. I am your host, and this is The Metamorphosis. Welcome or welcome back to the podcast. This is a podcast where we take a leap into the unknown to discover the most potential juicy magic within ourselves in this universe. If you are here, I have a suspicion that you are, from the title of this, a highly sensitive person. So this episode is really for my sensitive beings out there. And first of all, I just resonate with you so much. Know that you're not alone in feeling as a sensitive, sometimes fragile being in a very busy, energetically polluted world. And as a sensitive being in this society that we live in, we have to take some extra precautions around how to protect and clear our energy to actually remain this authentic center within ourselves that is not just polluted by other people's energy. So first off, I just wanted to touch a little bit on like the actual science behind what it means to be a highly sensitive person, because there is so much being thrown around the term being sensitive. Like, for us sensitive beings, it's most likely that we have heard at some point in time that we are too sensitive, we feel too deeply, we care too much, we are too in tune with our emotions and what feels and what doesn't feel right. And some places where we can find ourselves, it's like it's not socially accepted to be a living being that lives your life according to how you feel. Because most of society isn't structured like this, we can feel like outsiders when we are more attuned to the depth, the sensitivity, the subtleties of our whole human experience. It's not random that we are sensitive beings. It is actually a gene that we are carrying within our DNA. It's called the SIRT gene. And what this is a gene that is literally shorter than people who are not highly sensitive, because they are carrying a little bit of a longer gene. And for us who carry this SIRT gene, what this means for how we process information and stimuli is that we actually process emotions and all sensory input, basically, like visual input, noises, our skin, physical touch, all of the sensations that we are 24/7 picking up on, our bodies and our brains processes this information to a lot deeper depths than for people who doesn't carry this gene within them. They have done a lot of scientific studies on how the brains of these people actually work. And they have done multiple scans where you can see after something that has affected someone emotionally, physically, yeah, mentally, right? They have been doing scans on the brain and see that it takes the sensitive system a lot longer to let go of an experience because the system is still processing that information, even though they are thinking about something else, doing something else. And this really just tells me how important it is for us sensitive beings to recenter our energy. So when we go back out into the world to get filled up with new sensory information, we do this from a clear channel, a clear vessel. It's also a continuous practice, because if we clear, when I say clearing the channel, it's literally just clearing the body for stuck energy. And when we clear our channel, it is so much easier for us to be ourselves, because our channel is not clogged with other people's energies, with other people's emotions, which is also one of the things of being a highly sensitive person, is that you have a lot more empathy. So you also pick up a lot more on other people's emotions and what they are going through. And it can be so easy to mistake in that for what is actually our own. So we are much more receptive to other people's energies. And for that reason, it is also a lot easier for us to keep on holding on to the things that actually isn't ours. So when we have a clear channel and we go out into the world, right? And then all these different life situations get thrown towards us, like conversations, emotional reactions inside other people, conflict at work, all of these things, right? And this will absorb into our channel, into our being. And if we don't know how to clear this energy effectively, these things can stay within us, even though we have moved away from it and the actual situation where the energy got created is gone, is over, but we are still carrying it within us, okay? So it is this continuous practice of, like, I would highly recommend doing this daily. If you resonate with being like a very highly sensitive person, like myself, I sometimes do this multiple times per day. And it is also a part here around like awareness and training the awareness to start to recognize when you are in your clear channel state, or if you are in a state where you are clogged up by other people's energies. Start to notice within yourself, like, I'm going to share some practices in this video, in this episode, around how to release that stuck energy, and notice in your body how you feel right after doing these exercises, and then have the awareness around when you do not feel like this anymore. And you might feel sluggish after being like out and about. You might be thinking about a lot of things that actually doesn't resonate with you, or you have this anger within you. And yes, of course, sometimes what we carry within ourselves is our own thing, but if we are so extremely receptive towards other people's energies, a lot of the times this can be us carrying something that isn't ours. So really start to, with just bringing awareness to this, start to get you to know yourself and what your clear energy again feels like. And then it will be easier and easier to recognize when you are being like disturbed with other energies, right? So first off, I want to share an exercise or two exercises actually that has to do with protecting your energy, and then we will move into some clearing exercises after this. So the first most simplest thing ever to protect your energy is literally taking just a couple of seconds and sending the intention out to the universe that you are calling in protection. Literally, just by focusing on something, that will start to attract the energy that we are focusing on. All energies are constantly alive around us because it's universal energies. So if the energy of protection is here, if you're watching this, you can see my hand. If you're just listening to this, I am like pointing my hand up in the air to show where protection is. And see, now that it is physical distance between me and protection, there is no bond. But when I use my focus and my awareness to connect with protection, the energy of protection, that just the bond that the intention creates is enough to start to attune you to that exact frequency. And also something here that is incredible is calling in support from spirit guides, from angels, from star beings, whatever kind of being resonates with you to work with. If you have some beings that you have like a relationship to, they have, you know them, call them in. Or if not, just call upon an imagery of a deity or an entity that you feel like resonates with you. It can be that simple. It can be whatever pops into your mind, and just trust that that energy is something that will support you. So this is the first, most simplest thing ever. It is just by verbally expressing, and you don't even have to do this verbally sometimes. It can also be just like an internal shift in energy, and this will bring you protection. But in the beginning, when starting to do these kind of things, it can be very serving to write it down on a paper or say it out loud, just to really start to teach the body the energies behind this and amplify it a little bit, either through speaking or writing. So the second practice for protection is something I use when I, for example, go through the train station, through an airport, through a busy street in the city, where you just immediately notice the shift in the heightened energies and intensity that is going on around you. Then what I do is, there is this, like, where the root chakra is located, and you just tighten that area at the base of your spine, where the root chakra is located. You tense up the muscles that you have in that area, and this will block out energies from coming up in your root chakra and then getting generated up your spine and then to the rest of your being, which will start to really influence you if you are receptive to heightened energies. So really just holding, locking the root, and also if you want to add something to this, is like visualizing a field around your auric field. It is like getting to know your auric field and then crystallizing it so that no energy is allowed to penetrate your field. And This is just a very simple thing to do to protect your energy when you're out in very busy, intense places. Let's move into like some clearing energy practices that you can do if you have already been somewhere that has stirred up your internal sensitivity and peace, and you have to clear that energy and release that energy back to where it came from. So the first one here is also just like super simple, and it's similar to the first one of calling in protection, but this is around calling in clearing. It is when you notice an energy within your field or within your body that isn't authentically yours, literally just locate that energy and ask it to leave your body or your field. You can say out loud or within yourself, like, I call this energy back to its source and I call all my energy back to me. Something around those lines. Calling your energy back to you and removing all energies that aren't yours. So this is also just like super simple, very quick practice that can in an instant create a little bit of a shift or change in your current state. Some other things here is also grounding, and this has to do with ions. This is super interesting. It has to do with earthing, and if you look into earthing, it is how when we actually connect to the electromagnetic field of the earth, the plus and minus ions that we carry within us starts to be rebalanced when we connect with, I think it's minus ions that comes from the earth, and if we are too much in plus or too much in minus, it becomes like a disbalance there. So you can look that up if you are wanting the details, but it is also like literal science behind this stuff of when you connect to the electromagnetic field of the earth, it starts to balance your whole energetic structure and system within the body and also in your field. So don't take nature for granted. Literally hug a tree, put your bare feet on the ground, and just breathe. You can also use visualization here and just like imagine that energy that you are carrying that you don't want to carry. You can just imagine that energy going from either the palms of your hands into a tree or from the soles of your feet down into the earth and just thanking her, like, she is so powerful. She wants to support you and know that in her power, she can carry all of the things that is difficult for us to carry by ourselves sometimes. So really using nature for her healing. And then, of course, we have to mention saging and smudging. It's like, it's so obvious, but I still just want to put it in here just because of the magnificence of it, and I can maybe add some details that hopefully can serve you if you're a little bit newer to these kind of things. So when we smudge, when we use smoke, incense, sage, Palo Santo, all of these different smudging tools, right, it literally burns up bad particles in the air that is like energy pollution, and it also with intention can banish energies that are not welcome. So when you smudge or sage, open a window and really just use your focus to see how all of the bad energy that you don't want to have around you in your space, in your field, how it can just go out the window as you are just like blessing the space that you are clearing. So I have two more practices that I would like to share with you. And the first one of these is also a classic. It's something called the microcosmic orbit. You might be familiar with this practice, but this is my little like sprinkle of encouragement to maybe start to practice it daily if it's not implemented in your routine, because it's such a great way to clear the field of your body. And what we do in this exercise is also, it takes just a couple of minutes with intention, dropping in, feeling the body, connecting with the breath, and starting right underneath the navel, starting to visualize an energy, a flame, a light, starting to circle and generate within, around your womb space. And when you feel this strong connection with this orbit, send it down to the base of your spine. And as you breathe in, you focus your intention on dragging this ball of light and energy all the way up your spine, on the back of your neck to the top of your head, where you pause and maybe take a breath in, a breath out, and another breath in. And when you breathe out again, you send this energy down through your third eye, your pineal gland, down into your throat and down at the forefront of your body. So you're basically using the breath, breathing in up the spine and breathing out down front of the body. And just visualizing that for a couple of rounds really can start to support the releasing of blocked energies around the chakras in the body, and this will support creating a freer flow of energy within your system, which is great on a day-to-day basis, and especially if you are affected by other energies within your field, right? So just doing this little scan, just focusing your attention on circulating the energy within your auric field. And this is so simple after a little bit of practice, but yet so powerful. And the last little piece that I want to throw in here is the light bulb exercise. I did not make up the exercise, but I made up the name. And this is a little bit similar to the microcosmic orbit exercise, but it's more this essence of really starting in, again, like tuning into the body, tuning into the breath, and having this, again, ball of energy that you are connected with. And you can send this ball of energy, just scan it through your body, through all of the different parts of your body in your auric field as well. So when you have cleared inside of the body, you can move outside of the body and up to until like 3 feet away from the body maybe, and that will give you a quite good clearing of both your physical and your energetic field. And when you are like scanning your body with this ball of energy, right, just use your awareness around which parts of your body and your field feels clogged. Notice where in the body is it not easy for me to move this ball of energy freely. And when you feel like maybe in the shoulder that there is some stagnated energy, really just focusing the breath, and again, your attention in that particular area until it loosens up a little bit, breathing with it, relaxing into it. And this is a spectrum. It is not necessarily that just by focusing your intention and energy there, the tension will completely dissolve, but stay there until you feel a shift, and then you can move on and further clear different blocks within the body. And depending on how many blocks the body is currently carrying, this process is such on an energetic level, and we have so many layers to the energetic bodies, and sometimes years and years and years of stored trauma, pain, emotions within our fields, right? So really just take baby steps in this process. Yeah, just to wrap up, like scanning your field and also using your voice here, like when you feel unwanted energy in your field or in your body, you can literally ask the energy to leave your body. Say that, thank you, but you're not welcome here anymore. I ask you to leave my vessel. And this is a very beautiful practice. Another thing here that I just want to touch a little bit on, since we're already on the topic, it's like when we start to do energy work like this, what also can happen is that we come across stuck, stagnant energy in the body. And when we start to release this, it is sometimes certain emotions that has to be felt because they have been suppressed and stagnated inside a muscle, inside an energy center in the body. And this can, yes, be uncomfortable. Maybe you have located a block within your body that you are starting to dissolve, right? And when this dissolvation is starting to happen, it can be like the block is kind of, we can say, finally having this space to actually release this emotion that has been stored into the rest of the body. And sometimes we have to actually physically feel the thing that wants to be released within the body for us to be able to fully release it. So after starting to practice and doing energy work, both on yourself or going to an energy work practitioner, it's like you can be prepared that things will start to come up. But this is also just like an invitation to start to detach even more from the sensations that are happening within your body. It is like when something comes up after a block is, when a block is being dissolved and it's being released into the body, try to stay as the observer within this process. Try to really just notice like, oh wow, I have anger inside of me right now, instead of having to identify with, now I am angry, and then getting lost in like the whole whirlwind around being an angry person. So I really hope this landed in the places that it serves you, and that this brought you some things that you can bring with you into your day-to-day life. Let me know, like, what are your experiences with being a highly sensitive person. And until next time, I'm sending you so much love. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please give it a like and all of the things. So again, I'm sending so much love, and I'll talk to you soon. Mwah. Bye.